Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Who is that?
Who are you?
Who can it be now?
Who is he?
Who the hell are you?
The funny thing is that we all three of us guessed this person, and we were wrong when we had Jackie McMullen
last
on. You
week,
remember that?
Yeah, or two weeks ago.
Yeah, all three of us.
We guessed her a few times.
Guessed this person, and we were all 100%
wrong.
Well,
you know what? No one can ever say that we're the most sexist show, because we have mystery guest women.
I thought they said sexiest.
They did,
yeah,
but some
did.
People heard sexist, so I just want to clear the air. Because we have mystery guests on our show all the time.
They might be the most sexist show on this.
It's a very...
Trenny said sexiest.
I think that's exactly what I heard from Trenny. Exactly.
So who you got, Glenn?
It's Wendy Nix, who, by the way, was a terrific co-host on the Big Show. She used to attack people. It was awesome.
Okay. So terrific. I think Lou...
That's not what you used
Wendy
to tell me.
Yes, I did.
I'm just kidding.
Terrific.
I got Wendy Nix. All right, so let's hear the resume. Let's go.
This next mystery guest is a former co-host of The Big Show and has made stops at NESN, Fox Sports Net New England, and WHDH. She's currently the lead host of NFL Live on ESPN and used to be the babysitter for Raiders wide receiver Hunter Renfro.
Wow.
Okay, mystery guest,
what?
Reveal yourself.
Wow.
Is this me now, guys? Hi.
Who is it?
It is.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. This is how it works. It's Wendy.
Yay!
Hi, guys. Wait,
hi, Wendy.
Wait. I'm driving down the highway. I'm going fast. I got the speaker on. I'm not that good at doing more than one thing at once. But anyway, Glenn, I did not attack people. It was healthy debate, I would remind you. So... just
it was good. I loved it because you were vicious and it was great.
Wendy, you were vicious?
Yeah, she was vicious.
No, not vicious. Vicious is a strong word. Committed. Committed.
Okay.
Committed. Wendy, his nickname for you was the Barracuda. I'm just saying.
You know what? I was provoked. Felger provoked me most of the time. So in my defense.
She did. She destroyed Felger.
So, Wendy, do you have
fond
memories of your time at the Big Show? Anything stand out?
Oh, my gosh. Absurdly fond memories. But I miss you. It was so much fun. I was so psyched when you reconvened in a different form. But, I mean, you know, he's right. I do remember. I mean, I had to get used to, what is it? Is that true that we still have, like, the six-second delay with the bad
words?
Yes,
yes. You had trouble with that.
Yeah. That's not my strong suit. Censoring is not my strong suit. I mean, my kids are just as bad. It's really bad.
Really? That's not good.
Yeah. Well, I mean, not as bad because they know they're not supposed to, but we don't do the best. We were not, like, the best example, but we're trying. We're trying.
Wendy, I brought this up before the break. Now, be honest, okay? You're the one attractive person in the locker room, right? Did you know that there was a lot of people, a lot of guys had secret crushes on one Wendy Nix? Did you understand that?
No, I did
or feel
not. I know what, in today's day and age, am I supposed to get mad? But, I mean, I can't. I'm sorry.
No. That's a compliment.
Yeah, I'll take it.
And not
no
in a weird, freaky way.
Professional.
Yeah,
you know,
but not
really
in a weird,
actually,
freaky way.
At the Super Bowl this year, Mike Vrabel came on one day, and Teddy was on, and then we caught up, the three of us caught up a little later with Richard Seymour, and we were joking. It was kind of like a class reunion, because, you know, we're all similar ages. They're a little bit older, but not much. And they were players, and I was kind of learning my way around and how to be a reporter. It was just such an awesome group. It was a fun environment, and I have literally nothing but fond memories. I don't have a single thing I remember that wasn't really great about the whole deal.
Do you remember anything in particular that stood out? As far as, because I would consider you part of the first wave, that you're the first dynasty, and there's a lot of people in that first dynasty that are now all over the world, all over the United States,
with
their own shows, and it's crazy, all the talent that came out of that first wave when the Patriots were originally successful.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's crazy, right? I mean, for what the other word for it is old, but, you know, what are you going to do? We'll call it seasoned or veteran. But it has been pretty phenomenal to watch. I mean, really more just in the NFL than anything else, like the tree branch, you know, from players who've become coaches, who've become, I mean, Vrabel's a perfect example. And I remember so clearly that first Super Bowl in New Orleans because everything was so improbable. And I remember being at Foxborough, you know, when Adam made that kick. I mean, just the whole first wave, and it was after 9/11 and then being on the field in New Orleans, it's still surreal. And it really did, in my mind, sort of start this incredible run, historic run that I'm not sure we'll ever see again.
And so you've had a lot of...
To be a part of that was cool.
Yeah, Wendy, you've had a lot of former Patriots working alongside of you. So, you know, be honest. Yeah. They won't hear this or anything. But which one's your favorite to work with?
I don't know. Teddy might. He's in Attleboro. I don't trust that Teddy's not lit. Teddy's everywhere. You know, he's like... He's like sneaky informed, that one. You think he's not paying attention, and then he definitely is. Look, I truly mean it. I really have some great colleagues. I mean, Teddy is hard not to, you know, Teddy's just awesome, and it's so
he's
fun.
Your favorite, but who's the best? Is he the best also?
I think he might be. I mean, he was such a, you guys probably remember when he started. I mean, he's clearly gotten better, but Teddy was good from the get-go, and, you know, he was intense as a player, and he wasn't always, you know, after the game or in the locker room, you were like, you know, should I ask him? Is he going to kill me? You know, what's he going to do? But he just is so prepared now, so mellow, so focused. I actually give him a hard time. Like, come on, Teddy. Like, let's have a drink. Let's do homework right now. Come on.
Wendy Dix from ESPN, our mystery guest today. So are you convinced with everything you hear that the NFL is going to start on time this year?
Yeah, look, I'm probably the wrong person to ask on this. I've been on the show. I thought this whole thing would be over in 2 weeks, so I missed that one. But I am. I really am. I feel like, you know, I mean, I think from everything I hear that the NFLPA is going to have some assurances and the players are going to need some answers, which I understand. But I really do think if training camp doesn't start on time, it will start shortly thereafter. I don't know the fan situation. I wouldn't be willing to say for sure that we'll have fans in the stands. We certainly won't have capacity crowds. But I do think the NFL season will start on time. And for the record, I think it should.
So, Wendy, I know you got a lot of former Patriots you work with, and they've given their opinions. And the big news for us, and thank God, honestly, because there was nothing going on, was Tom Brady actually leaving. So, were you surprised? Do you find it interesting talking with his former teammates, you know, about him leaving New England?
That's a good question. I guess I was surprised in the end that it was Tampa. You know, Rob Ninkovich was pretty clear the whole time that he felt like Tom was leaving, that it was just more about the need to go than anything else, and that if it wasn't about money, if it wasn't about a contract, if it wasn't about any of those things, then really what are you going to change, right? I mean, Bill's not going anywhere. The culture's not going anywhere, nor should they. But if that were a part of the factors, if those were factors, then he was going to move on. So I wasn't shocked that he left. I didn't know where he'd end up. I was a little surprised it was Tampa, but I guess in retrospect it makes more sense. You guys probably said the same thing. When you look at it now that the decision's been made, it's easier to understand, but I would not – that would have been even my top – I wouldn't have been my 10 guesses, I don't think.
I'm just, Wendy, when I think of some of the people who have been part of your life, the one person who I would think I would never have in my wildest dream mentioned would be Hunter Renfrow, former Clemson wide receiver and a Raider wide receiver. You were his babysitter?
No, speaking of old, and actually Hunter's got, I think, six brothers and sisters. His dad's one of nine. His dad was my high school football coach and athletic director. And then I started babysitting for Hunter's older brothers and sisters, and then he was on down the line. But yeah, so, you know, I'm from South Carolina. That's home. And I go way back with his dad. So I was finishing up high school, and here comes the Renfro group, the Renfro clan, and he was one of them. So it's kind of crazy. I'm thrilled for him, thrilled for his family. They're awesome people. So, but it is kind of funny, you know, to look up. And then when he played at Clemson, he walked on, sort of like, oh, good for you, you know, overachieving. Like, go. And then the next thing you know, he's an NFL prospect. And then the next thing you know, he's catching passes and touchdowns, you know, for the Raiders. So it's been fun to watch. But I know, I wouldn't. Someone you kind of connect the dots to.
Any other famous people you babysat for?
That is so
Wendy.
Random.
Yeah, no, I wish Glenn. That's my claim to fame right there. I peaked. Clearly I peaked.
Wendy, when you think about it, I don't, because you don't really talk to coaches as much as you used to, right? I mean, it's a lot of players, maybe every now and then.
I guess in some ways I feel like we talk to coaches more. I mean, they come on, you know, we do a pretty good job, I think, on NFL Live of getting as many as we can, although you guys know the conversations you have in front of the camera aren't always quite the same as the ones you can have, you know, privately and then kind of weave through them.
That's what I was like. Have you ever, because I want to say that, you know, Bill, like, because everyone respected you, right, because you were hardworking and obviously, you know, had a lot of respect for the job. Did you, what were your thoughts of Bill back then, and have they changed at all since you've gotten older and he's gotten older?
Both of those things are true. You know, I think I just have such a respect. Forget, take anything outside of the lines or off the field or whatever. And I got to know Bill a little bit, and I found what was fascinating is that he truly is. I mean, his mind, and Kristen, you know this, all of you know this, the way he's such a historian of the game, the way he reads, the way he processes information, I'm without question a nerd, and found that fascinating. And having him open the door on that a little bit and shed some light on that with me, he had me read some books. He was willing to discuss them, which I always appreciated.
Well, he gave you homework?
He did.
What was the book?
Bill Walsh's book was the first one he made me read, and that thing is not short, by the way. Not short. But it is fascinating. You know, my dad was a football coach, high school, and then a little bit at the college level. And so I've always loved the game and loved the way – I just don't think you can – his accomplishments and what he's been able to do for such a long time in a league, by the way, that does a pretty good job with parity. You know, I mean, I think you can argue the NFL, for the most part, you know, you see new teams come and go. Every year somebody makes the playoffs that didn't the year before and vice versa, and yet there are the Patriots. So I'm always fascinated with the way his mind works, and no, it hasn't changed, because I just think anybody, any doctor, any teacher, anybody who's the best at what they do, and I think he is, to me is fascinating.
All right, there's a real curiosity for what he's going to do now with no Tom Brady. You guys have spent a lot of times in NFL Live on ESPN talking about the New England Patriots. Is the curiosity still there with New England? And do you think they fall on their face?
I don't think they fall on their face. And here's why. I mean, I think at some point you have to learn from history, right? I learned a long time ago not to bet on New England. Now, I understand that things have changed dramatically, that Tom has moved on, and that he was such an integral part to what they've accomplished. So who knows? But there are other pieces of that puzzle that are still there. And so for me, just personally, until proven otherwise, I just don't know why you'd count out New England. You'd have to give me a better reason, although Tom Brady's departure is a pretty big one. I'll give you that. But you're going to have to give me a lot more for me to write off the Patriots today where I sit. I've just seen it too many times. But, you know, having said that, it will be a different type team. They'll have to win differently, which he's proven he can do. They'll have to it won't be the same. And I think it will be fascinating. And I think everybody's probably saying the same thing in reverse. You know, what will Tom Brady do? A little bit unfair, since you can't, as good as he is, you can't compare a 43-year-old Tom Brady to a 25-year-old Tom Brady. So it's a different time in his career. But I think Tom with Bruce Arians will be fascinating. So for me, if you like the game, you know, if you really enjoy the NFL as a whole, these are both fascinating storylines to watch. And I also don't think whatever happens in Tampa changes anything Tom's done, but I do think it'll be fun to watch.
Wendy, you mentioned Tom in Tampa Bay, and I think a short while ago, I forget who it was, kind of compared them to maybe they're going to be this year's Cleveland Browns, right? All this hype, and maybe it doesn't work out that way. Do you Do you see it that way, or do you think Tom Brady, think the Tampa Bay Bucks are a real legit threat in the NFC?
I mean, is it wrong to say I absolutely don't know? I mean, to me, that's what's so fascinating about it. I mean, Gronk is a huge factor too, and putting those two back together. But again, you know, look, there were other reasons I know that he stepped away for a bit, but he was banged up and he was injured and he was tired. Now some time away changes that, but Kristen, you'd have to tell me what difference that makes with him coming back. You know, I don't know. Is he the same? You know, Tom, again, still a great quarterback, but a different point in his career. You know, Bruce, interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he'll be a lot more collaborative, which is what Tom was looking for. He's going to let those guys dictate a lot of what they do. I don't know. I think it's possible they contend, sure, but I mean, could they be 500? Possibly. I don't know, but that's why I think it's awesome. It's just an awesome thing to watch.
Yeah. So, Wendy, last one for me. I know you just left work. And maybe you guys talked about this, but Drew Brees is getting just destroyed right now for some of his comments regarding the flag. And I don't know how we got back into this again, but here we go again, taking knee. And so he responds to it. I don't know. Did you see it? Did you guys cover that today?
Well, we didn't. We were actually wrapping things up. I have a strong, sneaking suspicion that that will be most of what we, you know, what we delve into tomorrow. It was sort of at the tail end. So we did.
Yeah, but you heard what he said, though, right?
Yeah, I did, and I was told about it, and then I was joking to Tyler that I struggle with email, and yet today I downloaded the app, I got EEI on,
wow.
I listened
Ooh,
to you guys
you.
For an hour. This
wow,
is like
you've, you've
like,
progressed in life. Wow,
you have no idea, Glenn. You have no idea. I'm so proud of myself.
So I guess it'll be interesting to see. I don't just know how your thoughts are on it. You know, because everybody's, and be careful, I don't want you to get fired, because everyone's on a hair trigger right now based on how you respond to certain things.
Well, I think there's no better word than hair trigger, which is why I would say this. And Glenn, you know, I haven't met many fences I sit on. In fact, I usually trip right over them and tear them down. But I would say this. I think listening right now and trying to understand everybody's perspective is super important. I mean, there are just so many raw emotions surrounding this, and there's already a fatigue coming out of everything else we've dealt with over the last few months. There's such a jump to judge and criticize from every different direction, and I think it's really important to take a beat, which is what I would say to that. I hope and I believe that no one, including Drew Brees, is intentionally hurtful or disrespectful. That I do believe. However, we have to be real careful right now and understand that there's a lot of pain and a lot of emotion. So we'll see. But I do know that it's, to Glenn, I heard you say this, and you're absolutely right. It's not going to go well. I mean, you know, it's not going to play well, because it does read a little tone deaf, and that may not have been the intention. But we are so trigger happy right now that you just have to really stop and think before you speak.
I agree.
All of us.
I agree.
All of us.
Wendy, thank you very much.
Thanks,
it was
Wendy.
Great catching up with you, and continued success, and stay well out there.
All right. Thanks, guys. You too. See you soon.
See you later.
Thanks, Wendy.
Wendy Nix from NFL Live on ESPN.
Who is that?
Who are you?
Who can it be now?
Who is he?
Who the hell are you?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.